Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Do it a little faster.
You still got it.
It's your girl Shanti.
And it's Antoinette.
And we are
Around the Way Curls.
Join us as we share our unique life experiences,
aka tell all our business,
and explore both the profound and the profane.
Because duality is a thing. 1, 2, 3, clap.
Crystal, you have to clap.
Crystal didn't even do it.
Why do I got me and Antoinette on the same track?
No, but you still have to sync okay. Everybody's
all right.
Tracks.
All right.
One, two, three, clap.
Bitch. So you clap after you say clap?
That's what's weird. Jay does that.
You
should
do
clap
it on the clap?
Clap.
Okay, all right.
We do 1, 2, 3,
clap.
All right. Clap.
So 1, 2, 3, clap.
Antoinette, goddammit, we just did this.
I got nervous. All right, one more time.
It's a okay. Goal.
1, 2, 3, clap.
Good Crystal enough. Was late that time. All right.
I know you fucking lying. I'm
Why? Why? Why did I lie?
I think it's good enough.
Because I was not late, baby.
This is a cold open. Fuck it.
I do
We're
this.
Here.
I does this. The fuck is you God. Mean?
Oh, here you go.
Oh, God. Here she
here,
go.
Here you go.
Okay, you right. Let me simmer down.
Yeah.
No, you can stay up if you need to.
No, I'm not turning up. This is not my show.
Come
this
on, Sue.
Show.
Come on,
no,
Sue.
Turn up. You guest hosted today, y'all. All right, y'all. Yizzo. Welcome back to Around the Way Curls. I am here and joined by the great Jade of all Jades and Crystal West. Hello. Yay, round of applause at the yeah. Shanti is not here this week, so my two girls are holding me all the way down.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what right. I do.
Yeah,
that's
what we
do. I
does.
Thank you. I
love
thank
you so much.
Aww. Here she go.
Here on the Round the Way Curls, we like to give updates, ladies. Y'all got any updates? How y'all feeling? What's on your heart? Tell us.
Go first, Crystal.
No, you.
No, alphabetical.
Here they go.
No, you have something on your heart.
Well, how you know? You don't even.
Because we was talking about it before the show, girl.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I didn't know you were here.
Come on.
Sorry.
All right.
So many things on my heart, actually. But they're very heavy. They're very heavy.
That's
things.
Okay.
You know, we're living in a heavy world. Obviously, constantly, all of our oppression, but especially Palestine, Sudan, and the Congo have been at the forefront. And also the duality, shout out to you all on Around the Way Curls, of trying to stay present in this life and enjoy where I am, but then also being greatly disappointed at where the state of the world is and how it impacts my life as well. You know what I'm saying? So it impacts all of our lives, but then that little bit of guilt that creeps up when you're frustrated about something in your life, knowing the atrocities that are happening elsewhere and just trying to find the balance of honoring that, but, you know, being cognizant. So that has been constant. That's been a constant thing. What about you all?
Crystal?
Well, there's a lot going on. I'm wrapping up grad school. I'm in like the last few weeks of grad school. So
congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Make sure you get an outfit. Make sure you get an outfit ready. I got plans for you.
I wasn't invited.
Okay. Yes, you are. Ooh,
what
are
wow. you oh, thank
talking
you.
About? What?
I would how like to apologize awkward. In advance.
You see how these bitches do? You see?
Don't be last minute now. Give me the date now so I can hold the date.
I am. I'm coming with it. I don't even worry about it.
I might wear you. A wig for you, Crystal. We're
okay,
interrupting.
Okay, so, but anyway, back to me. yeah, so graduation is coming up and that's great and I'm very excited, but there's still a lot of schoolwork and there's a lot of family stuff going on that's very, very, very challenging to deal with. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot, but yeah, I'm excited to be here and do this show. I never get to see Antoinette unless she's asking me to do something like this because she doesn't way, ever want to hang out with me anymore.
The way just that you lie.
Dinner. I'm so glad.
You all just go to dinner?
Yes.
When?
Yeah. We all just went Asante's to birthday. Asante's birthday. What are you talking
Bitch,
about?
That was over a month ago.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Huh. Yeah, now what? Mm.
So life mm-hmm. has been lifing. I'd like to apologize.
Yes. Twin, where have you been?
All right. Full disclosure. I started dating somebody. That's
yep,
one.
She got a man and she don't got time for her friends no
that's
more.
That's not true.
Well, I got to meet him. We went out to dinner.
Don't do that. Why would you do that?
Oh, okay. I wasn't invited. Huh.
You're always invited.
You're always invited.
Jay, talk to me about that guest list for my graduation. Send out invites.
No, wait.
Just run that by me first.
No, all right, no, like wait. That. It wasn't like that.
It wasn't mm-hmm. like that. I will say that I've also been back and forth to Philadelphia. There is a lot going on back at home that is mm-hmm. very hard. Very hard. This weekend, spent the weekend in the hospital with a loved one while also trying to celebrate the birthdays of my best friends. Shout out to Amanda and Jasmine.
Shout out
I
to
just
you.
Shout out to y'all. Happy yeah. birthday. Love I missed, I did make the dinner, but I missed the other things just because of what's going on in the world. So mm-hmm. I cannot wait to get together with you ladies. And I'm so honored
okay.
that you came to join us here on Around yeah. the Way Curls. Crystal, we not going to do this. You always come on here and act like somehow I don't love you. I'm not obsessed well, with you. Oh, it's well. Just not true.
That goes well, both ways I mean, with both of you all. Both of y'all are nuts.
So far, the evidence is really not backing
remember when
that
Antoinette,
up.
Antoinette was like,
I'm I right on the group chat and everybody ignores me.
No, that
I literally responded to you and I was the only one who did. So what?
I again, was recording so that I could be on time.
I'm going to just write Crystal by myself.
Recording. Uh-uh. I responded to the last to one.
Right. No, it's okay, Antoinette. You just text me and no one else.
I will. That's where we have to form our own relationship I outside see. Of these so, bozos.
Wow.
I get it. We had Copy. One, but it's okay.
I was no, just we about have to really work both on of your it. Hairs, but I'm not going to now.
Not both of our hairs.
Y'all both got hair.
Yep, both hairs. Both strands.
Both y'all got one hair.
Exactly. One strand each. I was about to compliment it.
But now I'm not.
I'm done now. The moment is past.
I'm supposed to be chill. I'm drinking my fucking kombucha. Like, I'm supposed to be having
you have
chill.
Synergy. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Synergy's good. This is the trilogy.
I should. I used to make Came kombucha. I should go back to that.
Yeah.
Did your apartment smell so bad?
No.
Oh. I just assumed because kombucha stinks that if you made it, it would make your apartment stink.
No, it's covered.
Like chitlins.
It's covered, no, it Crystal.
Definitely doesn't smell like chitlins.
I don't know anything about how you ferment fucking tea, girl.
Well, you have to get a SCOBY.
Yeah, the mother. Mm.
The mother. What does SCOBY stand for? Symbiotic scope.
Oh, I'm not even going to attempt to do that.
That's a shame. Let's move
just
on.
Just call it the mother.
I still have the bottles. I should do it. Maybe I will.
I think you should. It might be. It might be like calming for you.
No, mm-hmm. it was oh, okay. like more stressful. Of like, oh my god, I got to take this out.
Okay, well, move
oh,
on.
Then no, don't no. do it. Just buy you a
work.
Yeah,
terrible buy idea to revisit.
Yeah, it's only like $3.
What's on your heart, Antoinette?
Right. Oh, she just said.
I just said it. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm excited. The weather, spring is fighting back. The sun is trying to come out. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to what's in store. I am really trying to embrace the unknown. I'm really trying to just take things in stride and not feel like I can control anything but what I can in the moment. That has been the biggest hurdle for me in my life. It's also been the thing that I'm being forced to face in this moment. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm just going to have to do. So here we are. We have a lot of episodes. Yeah. We have therapist help.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that the next episode because I didn't found one. I'm about to date her on Tuesday. We're going to see what she's talking about.
I've never heard that terminology.
You have to date your therapist. That's the other episode.
Okay.
Look at Crystal. Oh, yes. Crystal hates it.
Oh, yeah.
I just forgot social media and the way people talk.
Yeah. I hate it. Soft life.
You have to try it. You have to try them out.
You do.
No. You do.
Yes. I know what you're saying.
I just don't like the way that sounds.
You just use the word that nobody should use.
I just hate it.
With regard to
everybody listening knew what I was saying.
Oh man.
No, that's awesome,
I feel like I'm causing chaos.
No, you're not. It's wonderful.
Congratulations on you finding a new therapist to explore. Mm-hmm,
for real.
We finna find out. Shout out the old girl.
Is she black?
I hope it's a good match.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Is she black?
Oh my God.
She something. She not
she's
white.
Biracial. Is she biracial?
Oh, she's not biracial. Yeah. I could tell.
I have never seen a biracial therapist.
No, I don't client. Want it.
That would be fascinating. That would be a fascinating thing to
Too
watch.
Many biracials in one place. Can't trust it. Lord.
Antoinette gets nervous.
I know. Me too. Me too.
I don't know.
That's crazy, Jay, because you blend right in with them 90% of the time.
No, stop.
Just because your hair is locked. No, that don't change things, girlfriend.
And don't think she didn't do that on purpose.
What a monster. Go ahead. If I was there, I'd literally lift that bottle.
I know, because you're 5 years old.
I am.
Well, I'm glad we're keeping it light because we have some heavy topics to get into.
We do. I just want you all to know Antoinette's outline, top tier. Project management at its finest.
Talk to me nice, yeah. Don't.
I know that's the kind of shit that gets you going.
Where is
you
he? Know?
A professional.
I was like,
yes, do well.
I thank you. So please rate, subscribe, share, review Around the Way Curls on all streaming platforms. Please also note that we are available on Patreon. Shanti does this so much better than I do, obviously, where she talks about Patreon. She uses her soothing voice where she entices you all to come over to a tiered subscription-based service where you can see our faces. You can see I'd washed my hair and did my curls. Crystal did her curls. Mm-hmm. Jade has her locks. There's yellow. There's blue. There's a lovely floral happening. Crystal's giving us cleavage. We're loving it. Mm-hmm. So we're here. We're here. Some of us are queer and we're enjoying ourselves. Amen.
Here she go. I'm about to go. Listen,
Shanti told me, y'all, hey.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Shanti told me I am a some part bullshit. Of the community.
And I bet she did.
I'm claiming it. So shout out Shanti to the patrons.
Is Shanti even part of the community to tell you that you are?
You know what? I actually think maybe yes.
Shanti is part
if you
of
think
the...
maybe yes. Then
she's part of there, the drunk white college girl community.
There we go. That time in undergrad,
I love you, girl.
Really,
I love you, Shantisha.
My baby girl, she be hanging out. And she be like, "Wait a minute, I'm second guessing all my decisions." Because like that girl right there is all that. Anyway, shout out to the new patrons. Shout out to Sky Blooming Lately. I love that name. Mm. DJ, did I say that right?
That's
DJ. Dominique, shut up. Chantel, Diana, Felicia, and Ashley. Also, Holy Horse from Florida. I'm thinking about you, kid. I get your voicemails. I've texted you a couple times. I know that you're going through a hard time. And just know that I'm praying for you and your family, and your grandmother is at peace, friend. Okay? Also, note that the Around the Way Curls kickback is April 28th at 7:30 p.m., not the 31st, because that date doesn't exist. I thank you all for letting us know.
Shout out to calendars.
It okay. was announced as the 31st. I was wow. shocked to see that that date was not a thing. Not sure what happened there. But the 28th is the date. We will be going over Ava DuVernay's origin. Make sure you watch it before you join. Oh, bring your Kleenex.
Talk about heavy. Okay. That was an extremely heavy movie. Yeah,
You know, can I tell you a funny story about that?
Oh. About the movie?
The wonderful man that I am seeing. We were like, let's go to the movies. And it was like, duh. And I was like, I really want to see this movie, Origin. Like, everybody's talking about it. Mind you, I had not done any due diligence on what it was about.
Not this, a date movie.
This beautiful, this is our first, like, our it's only like our second date,
you
actually.
Know what? No, that's Antoinette. That is the most Antoinette thing, it actually. It is.
Super her.
Let's read Cast and go see Origin. It'll be fantastic. We'll connect.
Girl, this poor baby, and mind you, he's like one of these beautiful men who's like been in therapy for like 9 years or something, like just doing all this work, started therapy because of, you know, what he was seeing in the world and how Black men are being treated. First thing we see is this Trayvon Martin depiction. And I'm like, I turned to him and I went, I am so sorry. I was like, I did not know that that was what this was about. And he was like, it's okay. It's okay. He was good up until he was holding it together. I was crying throughout the movie, the very end. And if anybody's seen it, hopefully patrons, you have seen it. That little boy in the swimming pool, both of us sitting there weeping, holding each other. I was like, what a great date. And then we went to Budokan afterwards and ate. It was like, the duality. Lovely.
Meanwhile, you know? Me and my nigga was watching Killer Season when we first. I love this for you because this is on brand.
It is very on brand. So I'm very excited about that kickback, and I cannot wait for us to have this conversation. For hot shit, I want to thank everybody else who wrote, who emailed about their interest in seeing Home on Broadway. If you did not receive an email back from us, unfortunately, all the tickets were given out. They went in the order of the way in which the emails were received. We will continue to do work with the Culture LP. Shout out to them. But yeah, really excited to get together and have this meetup and to see this show on Broadway. That's very dope.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yay. Now, Jay, help me because I don't know how to read that well.
Oh, or Crystal, yes, and I love her. Friend. Yeah, actually, I think Crystal is a better candidate for this.
How you say
for
that?
For reading?
It's what French, word? Bitch.
She said for reading and was dead serious.
She was dead ass. I don't
for reading?
Oh, je t'aime pâtisserie.
What?
It looks like je t'aime pâtisserie. Maybe the name of a pâtisserie, a bakery.
It's a black-owned bakery or pâtisserie in Bed-Stuy. But she is fantastic.
It means I love you.
Oh, I love that.
You've been?
I have, and I follow her diligently, and I am obsessed with her confections.
I would like to play a clip if that's okay.
Yes, please.
It's your show.
I'm going to make sure my people are able to have access to amazing food. And if their budget is food stamps, why the f*** not? The young boys that stood on the corner, they came up in here. It was like, yo, what is this? What is this? What is this? What's a quiche? I said, boy, you had a quiche before. You just ain't never had it look like this. I said, I'm going to give it to you for free. Try it. And he like, yo, this tastes mad good. And all his friends was like, yo, let me get one. There's no such thing as white people food. They just have access to these different type of foods that black and brown people don't have access to.
This started as a hobby.
When I was like 14 or something, I used to have a bake sale like every week. I would bake cupcakes and brownies and cookies. Now, mind you, I come from a family and friends. No one owns a business. No one graduated college. I'm the first in my family to do everything. And now I own my own business.
You're like, a cycle breaker.
No. I'm not a cycle breaker. I'm a cycle starter. You cannot break generations of persons.
Right.
But what you can do is be the one to start new generations. So don't be a generational curse breaker. Be a generational starter.
I just loved her outlook. I don't know if I understand the last part, but I get what she was saying. I get what she was trying to say. No,
sis. I speak
the language.
Yes,
heard you. Crystal had the eyes.
She's like, this one over here. The Virgo video. On the other side is spawning a nuke
we
right
do
now.
Not do video. This
one. Like, she said you had me, but
you had me, and I'm a go. You know, I'm gonna get a Keisha or whatever. But
they look
you're
delicious.
Right. That last part threw me off. Her, but I love this for her. It looks. The food looks amazing.
Yes. So I'm calling everybody in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Everybody in the New York area. Go to 471 Marcus Garvey Boulevard and go get yourselves some
these
sweet
pink
treats.
Croissants.
Yeah, they look so good.
She really does her work with these croissants. Like sometimes it's like a creme brulee. It's just fantastic flavors and flavor profiles. Yeah. And I love what she's doing for the neighborhood. I love that she accepts EBT. I love that. I love that she's trying to expose the youth, you know, to things that are not always the norm in our diets. I love that. And I love her overall initiative.
Yeah. Have you been, Jay?
I have.
I don't look too far from you. Yeah. Of course you have.
Yeah, I have. I'm a fan.
Jay said, food? Yes, I have.
I'm a fan.
I was like, this is so dope. So shout out to her. It's not an ad. I don't know this lady. I just saw it and was like super proud of her. I thought... Let's all
Same.
Support. All right.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. We should go when you, when you're not busy with your man and work, you be working a lot too.
Yeah, it could have just been a little bit too. Because he's fighting for time as well, the poor being. Matter of fact, I'm at his house right now and I was like, you got to get out. I need 2 hours. And he's like, okay.
Poor thing. You can't hang out while you record?
Absolutely not.
No, the people can't be knowing all who he, And then
I didn't say put him on camera, but he can't stay at the house.
Oh yeah, but like I'm in his room, so I'm taking over.
I don't like nobody sitting in the background.
You at his house. I was about to say, when did you redo your bedroom?
No.
You kicked that man out of his own house.
I love that for her.
But he wanted me. I said I'll go record at home. And he was like, no, I don't want you to. So now I'm here. And
Where
he Blue? Has a mic set up for me.
Where Blue at? She at the crib?
Can I tell you a story about Blue?
What happened?
Yes. This is how I know he's special. No, Blue loves him.
Blue loves niggas.
Yes, true. Not all of them.
I mean, her name is Blue.
Blue loves niggas.
Blue is a nigga name.
First of all, Blue is a girl.
Yeah, she is.
And Blue,
when I say nigga, I mean black.
Oh, it's not gender. Sorry. But Blue
is a nigga nickname.
So what that mean? She kind of fresh. She a little bit
You know how many niggas I know named Blue?
For real? She's like, I don't know nobody.
Like seven.
I only know one.
I do know a couple niggas named Blue.
Yeah,
it's a lot of Blues.
I know one.
And they, anyway. So Blue loves this man.
She loves him. He don't love her that much. It's not as mutual. He's a dog person, but he tolerates her so much that he let her come to his house because he wanted me to stay for a while. And I was like, I can't leave my cat. He was like, okay, she could come. I sent her ass back home after a while because I was like, she was stressing me out.
Of course you did.
She was clawing on stuff. And I said,
we can't
replace anything in
Don't
here.
Don't you touch nothing.
Right. Your ass got to go home. So right. I'm in Philly this weekend. I'm super stressed out. Upset, like up and down, crying, this, that, whatever. I call him, I FaceTime, like, oh, hi. And I'm like, where are you? And he goes, oh. And he shows me, we're on FaceTime and he pivots to Blue. He's at my house, taking care of the cat, making sure she's good because I'm gone. And I'm just like, that's the sweetest fucking thing. And then I get home and the whole house is clean. He had a whole cleaning company come and clean the house to take the load off. He's like, I can't fix what's going on, but I can try to make your life a little bit easier. And I'm just like, and Blue recognizes it. She'd be like, meow. That's
because
her boo.
She likes.
Yeah. This is a glowing endorsement.
No, he's
Yeah, he great. I don't know what to say.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Because you are the most tender-hearted lover girl of all time.
Yeah.
If you ever, Antoinette is a walking heart eye emoji.
He be out lover girl.
But that's what you need, though. That's what you need.
Yeah, you deserve.
Yeah.
Not a walking heart eye emoji.
You are. Or the one with the and the three hearts around it. Like, you are just that in
personified. Antoinette be like, I'm finna go to Key Foods and you never know. I might meet my husband.
She's like, I want old school love where we meet outside the Blockbuster. And
yeah. I meet cute.
Okay.
I don't think that, you know what?
There's nothing wrong with that. It's
there's
adorable.
Not.
You and Tristan so glad met at work. It. You never know. He walked in.
We did,
in.
But I am not outwardly the most romantic. You are a romantic
person.
Human. Yeah. You're like a romantic.
You're not, but Crystal is. She tries to fight it, but that's why she includes me in her crushes, because she knows that she wants me to tap into her heart eye emoji. It's in there. It's in you. I'm telling you, I know it. I'm like, Crystal has sent me text. I FaceTimed her at 7 something in the morning. I saw that shit. I said, tell me everything now.
Yeah. Because a nigga DM'd me. Yeah. Antoinette said, let's get on the phone.
But she obliged. That's what I'm saying. She could have been like, girl, bye. Now you, Jay, would have hung up. Like, girl, I'll tell you later. Click.
Well, because when I found out, I was like, well, what they say? And then when I saw what they said, I was like, well, no, come on now.
This ain't this nothing. Wasn't. But you know, Antoinette. I share those things with Antoinette because she loves to make an absolute mountain out of nothing at all.
I thought the nigga told Crystal they wanted spatchcock or something. Then it was like, how you doing?
What's that?
Spatchcock? That thing you do with birds in order to cook them evenly?
It's where you take the
backbone
out
the chicken, you split them. Yeah. You take the spine out and press that nigga down.
Jay, your humor is so elevated. I don't think my mind even can wrap my head around
She's
it.
She's such a chef.
I'm just a chef.
Wow. Speaking of chef.
What an N-word.
I would like to congratulate you. Jade, we talked about this before. Jade was also up for what's that y'all called? A Webby.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And you as well.
Yes, but like that's amazing. So congrats. What were you up for?
Like, for best branded podcast.
And what was the branded podcast? I'm trying to lay this up. You're not Duncan.
You're right. I'm not. I'm a terrible promoter. It's for the Heinz Black Kitchen series, in which I interviewed multiple Black innovators in the food industry, whether it be chefs or distillers or farmers, etc. And we amplified Black voices in the food space, which was really awesome, all around the country. And so we've been nominated for and won multiple awards.
I know that's right.
We're going to see what the Webbies are hitting for. We were second place, but I think I hope I was able to pull through in the final. And we're also up now for a Shorty Award, which I just
shot
right before we recorded. So I know. Say, what's your price?
Heinz. I wasn't going, but
no, like all these awards. No, come back season 3. Like, why are we doing
this?
So yeah, thank you and congratulations to Can't Afford Therapy.
Oh,
okay, best indie podcast.
Little engine that could just trugging along. Ciao.
Now, Crystal Jean, who cut your hair? It's such a wonderful cut. Who did that?
Thank you. My Annie did it when I saw her a couple months ago.
Who's your Annie?
What's her name?
Oh, Annie Tina.
Annie Tina.
Yes.
She's got
my Annie Tina.
Your cousins' names are what?
I have a lot of cousins.
No, but your Auntie Tina's children are homes together?
A couple girls, you probably haven't heard of them. Okay. But
fucking Beyonce cut Crystal's hair, and I'm sick of the shit.
Not Beyonce. Oh, not Beyonce herself cut it.
No, I said Beyonce's mom.
No.
Solange's mother.
She can't even control her temper. It's out of control. But yeah, you know, Miss Tina did my hair. Small tings.
Small tings.
I was so excited. I was so excited. Are you kidding? It changed my life.
I was like, you tell these people who's cutting your hair next.
I was in that chair vibrating.
Do you know that imagine. You're a star? Like, do you know?
I do now, yeah.
Very good.
Oh, I love that very for good. You. Because yes. you've resisted I mean, that.
Put your pussy on the table.
Well, because yes. I don't want to be. But when Beyonce fly you out, what are you supposed to do?
Hello.
Really? Like, you just Hello. Have to kind of look at yourself and have some very real conversations with yourself at that point. Like, girl, the DeLulu is no longer serving you.
Sister.
You.
Let me tell you something, Antoinette. Tristan and I had to break into song. We had to break into Beyonce's song as a duo because this nigga was freaking out. No, unmute yourself.
Why, when she got the call?
Relax. Yes.
Why would you mute yourself, Crystal?
Because I knew Jay was about to embarrass me, mm-hmm. and she did.
That's not, it's literally backing up what you just said. What are you supposed to do when
Roll
Beyonce calls?
Roll your fucking shoulders back. You might not want to be a star, but Hello? It is what it is.
But I am, yeah.
Exactly. So.
Put your pussy on the table and keep it there. Don't snatch it back.
Love that. Love pussy on display.
That might be the clip. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. And after these messages, we'll be right back with politics as usual.
As someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm so excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly, coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving your curls and your shine. So listen, y'all, check it. Clairol's Textures and Tones is quick and easy to use. It comes in 12 upgraded texture-loving shades. It gives you brilliant color and moisture with zero ammonia, and it makes you feel proud to be able to transform yourself and your hair, saving you time and money, because we all know time is money, child. And did I mention the new formula is pumped with argan and olive oil? They really outdid themselves, y'all, because Clairol's mission is simple: to keep every woman feeling beautiful and confident, and to help her live colorfully through accessible, easy-to-use products. Remember, it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it's so me. All right, everyone, listen up, because this is an important message. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated refugee children from their parents, deported the parents back to their home countries, and then kept the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who have still not yet been reunited. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called El Otro Lado. This organization works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S., Tijuana, through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero tolerance policy. Once reunified, El Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and counseling that they need in order to heal and get back on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you'll see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that all families belong together, then join me in supporting El Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to El Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity. That's gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elatrolado.org/volunteer. alotroladio.org/volunteer.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And we're back. Politics as usual. Wow. All right.
Oh, let me get serious.
No, you don't. There's two things I want to discuss this week. Obviously, I want to go over the Middle East. A lot of people DM like, can you please explain what the hell is going on with Iran? Okay, good. Sure. Mm. And then yes. I, in particular, am very invested in what is going on in this country when it comes to protest, our right to protest, our right to organize. And so I want to talk about that because that is absolutely under attack.
Yeah.
So first, let's talk about, everybody was like, please talk about World War III. We're not in World War III, y'all.
Wow.
As Crystal would say, words mean things. It's very scary.
Your listeners are very different than mine. They've never asked me to talk about
around
politics.
The way curls are. Listeners are very different than I love you all as listeners.
They're the awesome. Bomb because they with the shits. They with the other shits too. But they like also.
I love that.
Can you let us know what this is? All right, cool. Let's
but
talk.
They're
about
very
it.
Vocal with y'all and.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, y'all can. Shout out to the voicemails. They'll be like, actually. I'm like, okay.
I heard you. All right, girl.
I respect it. It's like, this is a community. Okay? Yeah, we good. Are back and forth. Heard you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right. This is something that I think the media is actually glossing over a bit. They mention it. But yes, Iran fired missiles in Israel, right? And on Israel, which is huge. That's a huge thing. But this was after Israel launched an airstrike that demolished Iran's consulate in Syria last Monday and killed two Iranian generals and five officers, according to Iranian officials. And that is what prompted this retaliatory attack. So this kind of show of force from Iran was, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, they were... A lot of people are seeing the missiles, and rightfully so, as a quote-unquote attack. Iran has downplayed it and basically said, we want to show you what we are capable of. That wasn't even a percentage of what we're capable of. But we want to make it real clear to you that if you want to get this shit going, it's not going to end well for you. Basically, in the way that we talk amongst each other. You don't want it over here, okay? Now, Iran, a lot of people are like, well, why is Iran in it at all? Okay, so Iran, if you remember, if you go back to the episode where we talked about, we first talked about the history of Palestine and the history of, you know, Israel and that land. Remember, Iran is funding and backing up Hamas financially, militarily. So they are... have always been in like this proxy war in the Middle East. And by proxy meaning they're fighting it through other people. It's like, if I send Jade to go fuck you up on my behalf, that's my proxy. It's for me, right? So Iran has been fighting a proxy war with Israel for some time through their support of Lebanon and the Israeli-Lebanon conflict, because Israel has beef with a whole bunch of folks. A lot, most of the Middle East does not want let me be smart about how I say this. Most of the Middle East has issue with how the Israeli government conducts itself, how the Israeli government views their right to the land, how they mistreat, kill, terrorize Palestinians. And I'm going to say that with my chest. And now there's genocide happening. And I'm saying that with my chest. So when we hear, you know, that the Lebanese Shia militias, most notably Hezbollah, they are battling with Israel, but they are financially backed by Iran. Okay. So Iran also has the Houthi rebels in Yemen, another place that Israel got beef with. And they are also launching long range missiles towards Israel. Okay.
And they attacked Yemen early on. Earlier on, a few months ago. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So Israel's fighting a whole bunch. It's not just Hamas. It's a whole lot of shit going on in the Middle East. I am not by any means somebody who is an expert in foreign policy and geopolitics and the Middle East. I'm just giving you the basic bitch breakdown. So according to the Associated Press, Iran sent 300 drones and missiles at Israel, almost all of which were intercepted. Who were they intercepted by? With the help of the United States, the help of the UK, other European nations, and Israel. And Iran is basically saying, we did this, mm-hmm. and we showcase exactly where these missiles were going to go. We made this easy for you just so you can understand not to fuck with us. Mm-hmm. So the claim is that they wanted to give Israel a warning. All right. The White House has said that the U.S. will not take part in any Israeli retaliatory action against Iran. So they saying, if y'all do some shit back to Iran, like, that's on y'all. We're not taking part in that. But they're also
love to throw rocks in high hands. Loves to.
Exactly. They're also like, but Israel has our unwavering support. So which one is it? That's a very tricky thing there. Now, what's updated from this outline, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who again is very far, far right leaning. Mm. He's very conservative and
he leans to hell.
Say it, Jade. And no, say it. Many.
I've not heard a lie.
Right. He'll be right there with OJ. Many people, they, especially Israelis, I'm sorry, they don't want him in power. Many. Okay.
No.
So he responded by launching missiles into Iran. This happened very late the other night. And I was like, everybody's worried about Drake and fucking Kendrick. Oh, and I'm like, you need to be paying attention to the fact that they just launched back at Iran. Mm-hmm. Thank God Iran downplayed it. They downplayed it on a global scale. They downplayed it to their citizens. They were just like, oh, please, that's nothing. We're chilling. We're good. Whatever. So these, if they would have taken large offense to that, and because Israel launched these missiles near where Iran is developing their nuclear agents. And so had there been more damage, had it been more significant, they might not be able to turn a blind eye and just be like, all right, both of us can launch into each other's airspace. We both basically let each other know what it is, what we're capable of, whatever. I'm good. They claim that they have no interest in getting into a huge war. Fine. That is music to everyone's ears, because if they had decided to escalate, then that leaves the United States, that leaves UK, that leaves Russia, that leaves everybody needing to take sides, which is why people would equate that to a World War III of like, all right, it's on. And we've said here on this podcast, Iran is one of the places you don't want to fuck with. They are not for play.
Fuck around and find out with them.
No. Right. Mm-hmm. You think it's cute. The U.S. can go all these other places.
It's not cute.
And fuck up their governments, cause chaos, and overthrow shit, and tell everybody that they need to be Christian and they need to be democratic and yada, 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 and then leave after it's all fucked up and not establish anything. Iran is not having that shit. So I am asking you, ladies, with all of that said, what are your thoughts on this? How does the U.S. successfully straddle the fence of supporting Israel while avoiding direct conflict with Iran and without being held accountable for the genocide that's happening in Gaza for the violence that is happening in the West Bank and for the new settlements in which they are still building in the West Bank that is absolutely illegal. With the presidential election looming, Biden versus Trump, and we're here. What happens? How do we hold Biden and the Democrats responsible while also voting for them if that's what we want are going to do since Trump is looming and waiting in the wings?
Jesus Christ.
I'll shut up.
I feel like somebody's asking me to puncture my hand or stab my thigh. Like, I don't...
As far as the decision you make it in November,
This is rotten and awful. And I honestly, I'm going to be very, very, very transparent. I have no fucking clue what to do with that. Trump is an absolute... I cannot. And Biden is an absolute... Like, what you're asking about the United States is what they've been doing the whole time. Is what they've been doing the whole time. Is what they do with the aid. You don't get to shoot somebody in the fucking leg and then turn around and say, but I'll bandage your wounds. And that's what the United States does. They've been providing. They provide, I want to say, $3.3 billion from the prison system over to Israel. You got,
talk about it.
You got the military in Israel that's also in charge of training cops in Chicago. People think that this stuff is not connected, and it's all connected. And the United States likes to play like they're not empowering these demonic activities, but they are absolutely the foundation of all of this and allowing it to happen, and will continue to act like they don't. Oh, yes, we provided aid to Gaza, but what got there was spoiled, rotten, and nasty. It had worms in it. And then the rest of it is not getting to them. Or when they're going for it, if it does get to them, now Israel, it starts shooting and bombing people for trying to receive the aid. So the United States is not, you're not low. But I don't know what to do with that. And I feel frightened, to be honest with you.
Well, it's, I completely agree with Jade. I feel like this this choice coming up in November is... It's never been more clear to me how surface level the choice really is between Democrats and Republicans. But not to say that there's no difference, because even locally, like even just United States politics are greatly impacted. We're greatly impacted by the Trump administration. I mean, you look at abortion now. And how if you don't live in one of a handful of states, your right to do what you want to with your body is really not yours anymore. So it's just, so there's that. There's the fact that the United States is sending aid into Gaza, even though that aid has a lot of problems, you know, food that people can't actually eat. But it's like you're sending this help when you're also writing the check for the missiles and the ammunition and the weapons. Like, you're financing the war and then being like, oh, but let's help you out. It's like you really... You asked, how does the U.S. successfully straddle the fence here? And it just doesn't. Like, there's no way to sustain this and actually mean what you're saying to both sides.
Then you got a and bitch named clear. Sharon from Jersey who's purchasing. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
A bitch named Sharon.
A bitch named Sharon from Jersey.
She's horrible.
Is talking about settling on the West Bank. I can't wait for my beachfront property.
Yeah. Oh, that was gross. But that's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And in the part of the city where I live, there's a lot of Zionists who are putting up, you know, little signs about believe. I've seen hashtag believe Israeli women. And I was like, girl, don't start with me.
Release the hostages. Yeah,
there's a lot of that. There's a lot of bring them home hoodies and shit like that. And it's like,
which I don't think any of us feel that we don't want to see hostages go home, right? Just to make that clear. But also,
but y'all don't give a fuck about your own hostages.
Right. It overlooks a huge issue there that's like, well.
Which is that y'all are trying to eliminate these people.
Yes.
And they have. How are you mad at them for fighting back?
Yeah. And I wish they would just say that. But it's not about hostages anymore. Yes, we would love to see how, but it's not about hostages. If we let's be completely transparent here. This is about the fact that y'all want to obliterate these people. Mm-hmm. Including your own, if it means that you get to get more of these people, which is why
they want a Disneyland.
They got 200, 300 trucks at the border that they're not allowing in because they want to obliterate them in every form that they possibly can, whether it be starving them out, bombing them, shooting them, whatever the case. They just want to get rid of them. And I wish they would stop playing in our faces with this release the hostages shit because y'all don't care about them. And it's not about us not caring.
Most of the hostages that have been released based off of diplomacy and actual like sitting down and actual negotiations, not you dropping bombs and then they release more hostages. That has not been successful. And so if that is what your entire scheme is, then your agenda is very different than what you know you're saying, and that's very clear. I almost feel like these missiles from Iran were also a warning of like, you go ahead and do that ground evasion in Rafah and see what happens, because that's what they've been. And for folks who don't know, Rafah is the crossing, the border between Egypt and Gaza. And that is where virtually all of the remaining Palestinians that live and reside in Gaza are, based off the fact that everything else has been obliterated. So they've been pushed down into the very southern area in Gaza, right by that border. And now the Israeli military is threatening and has been saying that they are going to move on that part. And they're going to drop pamphlets and tell people, you got to get out of here because we're coming for Hamas. There's nowhere for them to go. I don't know if you've listened to the Voices of Gaza. I was listening to Higher Learning and there were two Palestinian journalists. Now, take it with a grain of salt. They work for CNN, right? But CNN, their coverage of all of this has changed quite dramatically now that the public opinion has changed quite a bit, right? But they had these Palestinian journalists do a piece called Voices of Gaza. It's horrific. Women having C-sections with no anesthesia, no antibiotics, just on the street. You have people who have maggots growing out of their wounds. I mean, and you're telling these people, go travel a couple miles up north. Good luck. It's like, you don't want these people to survive. And we're all complicit and we're all watching it. And I think that's the thing that is so difficult. Shanti and I talk about it all the time. I know here in the United States of America what party seemingly has my best interests in mind. On an international scale, seemingly, I said, because Trump is just so far right. Then it's like, are you kidding me? Like, no, wait, what? Like,
that's an absolute never the fuck that can't.
And I should I should reword that. Not has my best interest in mind, but won't screw me over the most, right?
Right.
There you go.
So I should, words mean things.
That's more accurate.
Right? Words mean
they
things.
They do. They does.
So, but then when you look on a global scale, you're faced with that the United States is a fucking terrorist nation globally.
Period.
And always has. That is why it is now the United States and not Turtle Island.
But here's the next, and I'm gonna play something that AOC said for folks that I think summarizes it in a very interesting way, even though she's catching a lot.
Mama really.
Oh yeah, she sat
took
down
her pussy
with,
off the table.
She sat down with Mehdi. What's his name? Mehdi Hasan, who just left MSNBC. And he asked her this question, and I thought she handled it as best she could. But my next question is, knowing that the United States is a terrorist kind of country, right? Entity globally, and there's no way around that. In order for us to have the the lives that we have, it seems that the United States has to remain in that type of power. At least that's what the powers that be think. Mm-hmm. And if we're mm-hmm. saying we want X, Y, and Z to stop, what are we willing to give up?
That's a question I ask myself often, actually, especially during these times, right? Because, you know, I think because we're seeing the atrocities day by day in a way that we never have in Gaza specifically, which is then opening up the gates of information for us to learn more about what's happening in Sudan and then learn about what's happening in Congo and how we play a part in that with the green print and all these things that they promote within the United States of, oh, we're saving the planet and we're doing all this good, but you're literally killing children and women in the Congo for us to have these green
phones,
technologies,
a new phone every phone year.
Or a Tesla.
I haven't give up my phone.
No, at this point now, I'm not going to. I've had to make some changes with that information. But I'm not going to sit up here and say that I don't enjoy the conveniences of DoorDash and all of these different things that we have. And it's the only life that I know. My family is from here. We were raised here. I don't have family from... I do, but they're generations down. And so this is... We don't know any different. And also, I hate to see what's happening elsewhere. And it's like, you're not going to be comfortable like this forever if you really want this change to happen. And that's a hard thing to tussle with, but that's what it is. There's got to be a downfall of everything, which means we have all got to give up luxuries and comforts in order for the greater good of humanity, if that's what you really want. And you need to really understand what that means and how it will affect you directly. And that's a hard thing to grapple with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of like white people really struggle with being anti-racist and eliminating white supremacy because it means they will have to give up some comforts that they are used to as a result of their privilege. And it's the same thing. Americans have a certain amount of privilege when traveling worldwide. And we have, like Jade said, we have certain comforts that we're used to. You can get any damn thing delivered, especially if you're in a big city. Mm-hmm. You can get anything delivered to your home. Anything. You really don't ever have to leave. And online shopping, the Amazon of it all. And even being able to partake in that and say, oh, well, what am I supposed to do without DoorDash? What am I supposed to do without Instacart? Even that, it comes from a place of privilege because somebody has to be the one DoorDashing. Somebody has to be the one Instacarting.
Exactly.
And it's not you. It's not me. So it's kind of this idea of if I have to give up somebody bringing groceries to my house, like if I actually have to leave my house and do my own grocery shopping, but everybody has enough money to live, that's a fair trade.
Yeah. If I have to have a phone that doesn't take, you know, the most high res of whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that children are not climbing in dangerous mines.
Exactly.
You know, for resources. And also the country is not being compensated for the resources, the natural resources that it has. If I have to give that stuff up, then so fucking be it. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that... That's not a challenge for us. And we have to really assess where our humanity lies when it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. Are your comforts greater than the greater good of humanity?
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna say?
All roads always lead back to capitalism.
There it is.
Yep. They always do. They always do. Yep. Because true global liberation cannot exist under capitalism. Mm-hmm. Capitalism requires a working class and a ruling class.
Absolutely.
And that liberation cannot exist under that framework. As long as people are oppressed, then the goal has not been met. Mm-hmm. So not that I think it'll happen in our lifetime, because capitalism got a chokehold on most nations across this planet.
And people.
People are
every way.
Fully tapped in. People have very much this a temporarily embarrassed millionaire mindset where it's like, I'm not a millionaire yet, girl, but I will be soon. Yo. And that's why you broke bitches don't deserve a living wage, because I also am broke but one day I won't be.
Yep.
And I'll deserve to be rich and you'll deserve to be struggling. Like, people very much have that mentality. We aspire to wealth. It's like, you can never have enough money. You see, just everybody in this really aggressive pursuit of wealth. And I think a lot of that is connected to the desire to be comfortable, the desire to feel safe, which is human and natural. And we're not really, unless you deliberately go look it, seek it out, you're not really being presented with options with people saying, instead of, you know, being willing to sacrifice your family, friends, community, and everybody you know for a dollar, we could also just make everything fair. We could have universal basic income. We could take care of disabled people and children. We could, and the trade-off would be, we don't have billionaires.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, now as far as the evil is concerned, now I think we need to get these dinosaurs out of here, but I'm just going to leave that where it is, you know, because you also could not be killing trans children and queer people and black people and all of that stuff too, but it's that ultimately all boils down to capitalism as well and evil and pure evil.
Well, I think capitalism breeds evil. I think the love of money and the pursuit of power are really at the foundation of a lot of the most horrible things that happen across this planet. And so I just feel like with my time on Earth, I'm going to try to do as little harm as possible, advocate for people who don't have my privileges as much as I can, while also advocating for me and other people like me. Because I, you know, just as much as I have marginalized identities, I have privileged identities. And it's just important for me to remain aware of that and try to do what I can to make things better with the time I have on this planet. But it is a fucking mess.
It is
a real mess. And I can't see global liberation happening in my lifetime.
No.
I cannot see that.
No.
Have y'all seen? Yeah. I mean, I would love to, but a lot would have to change. A lot. Like
quickly.
Completely different life that I'm not sure I could even fathom. But there's this movie out right now called Civil War. Have either one of you seen it?
I haven't seen it. Mm-mm. I heard mixed reviews on
it. It's about, Well, I mean, I really enjoyed it, but it's very graphic. So I'm squeamish and I don't need to see a lot of violence, blood. Well, I enjoyed the story and the point that was being conveyed and all that. I didn't enjoy seeing the graphic images that were displayed. But it's a movie about photojournalists who are trying to get to Washington, D.C. to interview the president. But the United States is in a civil war. And the Western forces of California and Texas are battling the United States. And so you see these journalists. You can't go. They're in New York to D.C. You thinking you could do that in a couple of hours. No, you can't just drive straight through to D.C. You'll be shot on sight. You have to go all the way around and up through. And so it's, I say all this to say, not to give away too much about the movie, but so much of what was depicted felt like it is going to be America in the next 5 to 10 years. It just felt like I can fully see these rednecks pulling people over, asking you where you from, and if the answer is wrong, shooting you dead in your chest and moving on with their day.
Cautionary tale.
It was it almost feels like foreshadowing. It really, really does.
Everything's felt. The Black Mirror and so forth. Handmaid's Tale.
Black Mirror said we can't even keep up with how crazy reality is.
Because them robot dogs
coming up with some nut shit.
Right. And they are abundant thanks to Eric.
Y'all coming up with
Adams.
Nuttier shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mess.
All this also, I mean, a lot of our listeners will ask, like, well, what can we do? What can we do? And I think
excellent question.
I think a big part of it is to the way that in which I loved when Shanti came on and said, when we were talking initially about Palestine and Israel, and she said, what I'm committed to is rooting out the ways in which I operate like Israel in my daily life.
Ooh,
what are the things that I do that embody this, that type of energy, that type of disdain for other mm-hmm. people that, what is the word when you feel like something is just yours?
Contempt.
Entitlement.
Entitlement.
Oh, entitlement.
All of the contempt, all of the things. And I think that that's something here now. What I hear when it comes to capitalism so much, and I talked to Mandy, all the most capitalist fucking baby.
I love my good my life. Sister, but she is.
But what's crazy mama. Is what's crazy is on vacation, she was on mushrooms. We talked about this one. See, the thing is RIP. And she said, I see capitalism. Like we're anyway, he put something up to
not
try
you
to
breaking your
No,
mess.
He put something out. Y'all, if you're not on Patreon, something fell, but he put it up to try to hide, cover the window because he crazy. He just did a lot. Anyway, she was like, we're touring this island and you know, we're making all of this money and we're having this luxury experience, and everybody here is poor. And we're touring the island and looking around. She's like, this is capitalism. Yeah.
You know,
I was like,
you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. You got to.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, girl.
You have to. So, good, you know what, Mandy? Good on you.
Yeah.
For
this isn't right.
For mm-hmm. opening your mind. And, you know, you got to start a conversation.
But what?
You're right. Everybody has to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when I go places to try to offset that guilt, that's why I take a big stack of cash and I'm just constantly tipping all day long. I'll tip everybody for everything. It's like, I know you can't, like, oh, I can't accept tips. Like, oh, my supervisor can't see. I will find a way to sneak money to people just to try to make myself feel better mm-hmm. about going on vacation.
It's true. I love you for being transparent. Yeah. But yes.
You do the same thing.
I do.
Jay be like, every server we have, Jay be like, what's your name? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mauricio, lovely to meet you. I went to Italy once, actually. Are you from there
I'm
as
not
well?
That bad. And she'll strike I'm up not a whole that bad. I'm not that bad. But I will ask their name because I think that's also from the service industry. Like, yeah. You're a human being. You know what I'm saying? You happen to be at work and I happen to be on vacation, but you know, like we both shit.
I know what that's like. I've been a worker to people who were on vacation before. Like,
bitch, that wasn't an attack at you. That was,
no, I'm not. Oh. And I'm not attacking you either, nigger.
Oh,
but I'm saying,
oh God.
And I say nigger on Around the Way Girls.
You
okay?
can say we don't, you can say whatever you need to say.
Oh, I was about to say, since when?
It's the hard ER that's jarring.
It is. Like, I thought we were. You do that. We're not at your house.
I do that all the time. You're right.
We're not at your house. Crystal does that. On the internet. The world wide web.
I do it all the time. And when I do it on the read, inevitably somebody is like, girl, my stomach hurts. Why do you do it? And I'm like,
oh, you should see the amount of mail we've gotten behind Praise the Lord niggas. And now that the sweatshirt's coming out, I'm about to be sick of
Oh, now I don't remember what I was saying because that hard ER distracted me.
Sorry.
Oh, but you're talking about your guilt of being a privileged lady on vacation and your big hat.
I mean, a little guilt, but I make up for that by, you know, trying to do right and put money directly into people's hands. Yeah.
I think
because I know the resort or whatever is, you know, cheating you. I know definitely. You're not getting paid what you deserve because Americans not getting paid what they deserve. So I know you're not. Yeah. So, I'm going to take some cash. I'm a what's your cash app? Whatever you got. I'm a tip. Yeah. Big tip.
And I think if you can't do that, I think it's an important thing to just figure out what are the ways in which you're operating as with this individualist idea of life? Because we talk about community on here all the time. We talk about the collective, how important the collective is. And I feel like sometimes it's just talk. I feel like sometimes it's like, but at the end of the day, folks are like, well, I got to worry about me. It's me against the world. It's me. And that's also so connected to, it's a trauma response. It's so many things. And it's very... I know that Chris, the therapist, is on, but I'm just like,
I love it. No, but keep I'm going. Just like, I can't help my face.
A lot of it, though, because I have people in my life who, like, and I'm not telling her business. We've talked about this. Like Mandy, for instance, who's like, I know what it is to be poor. I know what it is to have to do things for money mm-hmm. that I have not wanted to do. I never want to be back there. So I'm going to do X, Y, and Z and make sure I never have to experience that again. And it, whoever... I will bring along as many people as I can. I can't solve it for everybody, but I got to look out for me because ain't nobody else doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's very real as well. The feelings are real, but if we collectively decided that that's not real, then the community has your back.
You're better off.
And you feel, right. All of this to say, you know, communism was never really done right, but
oh, Lord.
You know.
She got all wistful.
We don't have a real idea of how that could work because no one's ever really done it. But on paper, but it's the people, I think, that mess it up. Now, again, I'm not an expert, but I also grew up, you know, at 14 reading about Marxism and communism. And all of that.
That
so
tracks.
I'm also one of these humans. Whatever. Moving along. We don't have a lot of time to stay on this, but we have to talk about this right to protest quickly. Columbia University students, big shout out to them. I actually fucked up because I wanted to have a clip ready and I don't. Give me a second. Monty. Take that, Monty, take this out for me, homie.
Do, 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 do. No, this is just, you just do a praise break.
Yeah. Praise break. Do, 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 or maybe keep it.
It's a little hoe music.
That's right.
That's it. And that's fine. I did see that though, the scenes from Columbia. Very proud of those young people.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I love the fact that they were honoring protest of. Oh, my bad. You ready?
And did you see Yale is doing it now, too? Some students at Yale saw what was going on at Columbia and was like, oh, girl, us too.
I love these young people.
So I just love that.
I love these young people. I really
some
fuck with them.
Some of them.
Yeah,
really
some of them are wretched.
Clip. Is she ready?
No.
No, not yet. You can tell with her eyes.
Clip for Columbia. It's driving me crazy. I put the wrong link in the... keep going. Okay. Keep talking. Y'all doing such a good job.
Well, so one thing I've noticed as a college student in New York City is that you kind of the issue because I feel like New York City gets called, you know, like this liberal enclave. It's like, oh, you know, go to New York to get away from the conservatives, the Republicans, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And you realize just how much New York City is like truly liberal and not leftist or not pushing towards like true. It's just that the city compared to most of the rest of the country seems so like, oh my God, they're hippies. They're up there. You get an abortion on every corner. You get an abortion on the bodega.
No.
Like, but it's like this, I feel like this issue with Palestine has shown just how much of the power structures are truly devoted to imperialism, devoted. Mm-hmm. And you see how even our institutions of higher learning, which in most places tend to skew more to the left than the general population anyway, you see the administrators and the presidents of these schools like trying to both sides it, like everybody's allowed to say how they
that
feel,
president
nobody
of Columbia
can yell.
Called the cops on the protesters.
She was testifying before Congress and was like,
they threw her shit out.
Listen, the thing that's so interesting is I feel like she saw what happened with these other universities, with Harvard and everything else, and she said, fuck that. I'm not going down that path. I'm not about to get fired. Because at the end of the day, we're going to talk about it. I have a clip. Ready?
Okay. I was raised as an anti-Zionist Jew. It is important for me to stand with Palestine. I go to a university that is actively profiting off of the genocide of Palestinians and then is hiding behind Jewish students by saying that they want to crack down on us because of anti-Semitism. But as an anti-Zionist Jew, I know that that is the farthest thing from the truth. They are doing that because they know that we are on the right side of history, that they are doing something that is profoundly wrong, and it is our job during this genocide to come out and resist. There were Jews protesting against this genocide who were harassed and then attacked with a chemical weapon. That is not being addressed. This is, quite frankly, we're seeing McCarthyism once again. And our administrators need to be aware of the experience of anti-Zionist Jews, the way that anti-Semitism is being weaponized in order to crack down on this movement.
I just love, especially, sister, I'm an anti-Zionist Jew. I said, poo, poo, poo.
Yep, okay. Because they're not the same thing.
They're not
the same thing. Right. And it's real.
It's really not.
It's, you can't use that anymore. It's real weak for you to say, okay, you're an anti-Semite. So when you're an anti-Zionist.
But that goes, I feel like that goes back to what I just said. Like, the universities are being like, oh, there's been a rise of anti-Semitism. We have to do this and protect our Jewish students. And the anti-Zionist Jews are like, girl, no, don't do that. And okay. I was walking the other day in the city, and I passed, well, I tried to show. You probably can't see it because of the glare. But I passed by this window, and it has the Star of David in it. Mm-hmm. If you can see. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't see. Okay, anyway. In the window, it says, when we said never again, we meant never again to any people, not in our name, on any land, if not now, when? Mm-hmm. And so even in New York, where there's a lot of Zionist Jews, there are also a lot of non-Zionist Jews who are really fed up with the narrative behind this, the attempted elimination of the Palestinian people. So. Yes. That is exactly, like, literally on my campus, we've had a handful of emails from the president of the university saying, you know, we just want to make sure everybody feels like their voices can be heard and everybody has the right to speak. Everybody has the right to exist and state their opinion, blah, blah, blah. It's very much the school is. And it's clearly not the only one. This is, I don't go to an Ivy League or a private school at all, but it's clearly a common refrain amongst the colleges and universities here, which is that, like, institutions that would normally be for liberation and for the oppressed people are now doing like a, well, everybody gets to have a turn. Everybody gets to say how they feel. Everybody gets to do this, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's like one side is advocating for genocide. So how can that,
it's not the same
how can
thing.
We possibly, and in any other circumstance, we would not, and we would never like two sides it in any other scenario. It's this one specifically. And so as somebody who, you know, I grew up in the South, I never knew a Jewish person ever. We just did not know Jews. Mm-hmm. Not saying there wasn't none, but we didn't know none. Mm-hmm. And so not really knowing anything about Jewish people or Jewish culture till I moved to New York, it's been very eye-opening to see people who are normally really on the left and like genuinely for progressive politics take a hard line here and not be able to say, oh, but the Palestinian people deserve to live on their land freely.
You walk around Williamsburg, which you know is the most...
You know. Oh God! I was just in Williamsburg last weekend. Musty. I was just there.
Didn't call. Didn't text.
The crystal shop.
What'd you say?
Didn't call. Didn't text.
Well, because first of all, I was running errands by myself. I was literally picking up crystals, and then I saw a dispensary, so I went in there, and then I went home. But had I called you on a Saturday afternoon, I'm sure you wouldn't have answered the phone because you would have been with your man anyway.
I was actually in the hospital. In Philadelphia, feel terrible.
Why
right
you gotta?
Now.
This is that's you being that person. It's like what you do with your mama, and they're like, "Well, actually."
Why you sorry? Gotta be able to laugh at it. All right, you gotta be able to laugh at it sometimes. Now, everything's fine, Crystal.
What a you're such a slur. So then, why even bring it up? You wasn't even in Williamsburg last week.
No, sorry.
What a N word. You wasn't even there. You wasn't even in the city.
Sometimes you gotta get a little dirty. Sometimes you gotta get a little dirty.
Sorry, I digress. I apologize.
This is racism.
No,
and
oh, here she go. Nope.
Don't,
I'm not
don't
doing
you
it.
Start that shit.
Colorism. That's what
here
it
we
is.
Go.
No, it's
okay.
Not at all. Yeah, don't now you say words mean things? Don't do that.
Can't wait for this to come out so the people can see how you treat your dark skinned friends.
Yo. Okay. Okay. Internet, what was happening?
Wait, nobody will let me live.
Not a single soul on this planet. All right.
Right.
Not a single one with eyes that work.
So
it's just, you know, Crystal, it's just too easy. You're smarter than that. I just feel like, come on, you're more clever. The whole colorist thing with me, it's like,
this don't have nothing to do. It's nothing with smart. This is pure delusion. This is delusion.
Delusion. Anyway.
Is everybody done being mean to the planet? Or are we going to keep that going?
All right.
It's the last time I do a biracial show.
Oh, God.
Me and two biracials.
No.
Here we go.
Oh, it ain't funny when the rabbit got the gun, huh?
All right. So, Columbia, real fast.
Yes.
I'm really proud of these kids. They're still out there.
Yes.
I want to invite people. Student Ray, I don't know how to say it. Jay, how you say this? GUERRERO.
Let me look at this fabulous outline and see what it is you're trying to read. Hold
this
on.
This is where I get these. It gets
okay,
tricky
where
for
we
me.
At in the outline? Let me see here.
I just highlighted it. Look. Ray Guerrero. Guerrero. How you say it?
Work.
Shut up. Okay, keep going, Antoinette.
It don't matter.
Well, I shouldn't know either.
No, I can't find it. I can't. This document is so full.
I just bolded it. Oh, God. I'm a highlighted in green. Help me, child.
It's okay.
How you say that? Ray
Guerrero.
That's it.
Yes.
See, I'm like a little
I
bit slow.
Just found it.
I'm smart, but sometimes it's tricky. All right. Ray Guerrero. Is that how you say it? I still said it wrong. Okay.
Love that.
Anyway, it doesn't. It. Yeah, shout out to him. No disrespect. I'm bigging him up because on behalf of 89 student organizations that make up the Columbia University Apartheid Divest Group, he wrote a letter on their behalf. It is an amazing document. I linked it here if you want to read that on your spare time. I'm also going to put it in the description because it's really, really good. And I just want to lay out some of the things that they want, their demands, because that was always the issue is people will say, these people are protesting. They don't even know what they're protesting and what they want. These kids are organized as hell. Mm-hmm. And that is what's up. So demands. They want President Biden, Senator Kristen Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer, obviously the New Yorkers, to call for immediate ceasefire. They want the campus to divest in companies profiting from Israeli apartheid, noting that both former Columbia and Barnard presidents unilaterally and anti-democratically ignored the student body referendums to divest in 2020 and 2018. Mm-hmm. To cancel the opening of the Tel Aviv Global Center, noting that Palestinian affiliates of Columbia would be restricted from access to this program, given Israel's apartheid policies, and further noting that this is therefore violates Columbia's very own non-discrimination policy. I love it. Stop repressing and vilifying pro-Palestinian activism and vigorously protect the academic freedom and right to political speech of students, staff, and faculty as they face McCarthyite smear campaigns. According to the university, accordingly.
You got it.
Whew, dyslexia.
Take your time.
Accordingly, the university must change policy so that protests and events can be sanctioned within 3 days to allow students to organize under urgent circumstances, such as the current Palestinian genocide. Finally, they want to reinstate Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voice for Peace and issue an official apology for their unjust suspension in violation of university procedure. I want to also note the students were arrested. They were suspended. Mm-hmm. Student that was suspended is Ilhan Omar's daughter. Mm-hmm. House Representative Ilhan Omar's daughter was suspended from this fucking school. Mm-hmm. Eric Adams, nutass, who also loves to get on there and loves to spew his propaganda about how unsafe New York City is when it's one of the safest cities in the country, big cities. Mm-hmm. The right. same
it was
way
unsafe
that
when Giuliani was in office, this is unsafe like that again with you in office.
Right. The same way that he gets on talking about how unsafe everything, this is what the college campus is doing. It's not safe. The protest is not safe. So they called Eric Adams, they called the police and said the students were trespassing and they wanted them to be removed for their own quote unquote safety. That was a peaceful protest. They had tents, they had food. Yep. It was not blankets, too cold at water. Night. They was all right.
They were dancing. They were having moments of joyful protest.
Yes.
They were chanting. Know how to keep themselves alive.
It was there was nothing. It wasn't dangerous until the police entered with zip ties.
Thank you.
Yep.
That was when it got dangerous. So let's just call it like stop it.
And that usually is when it gets dangerous.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something else. Google employees also staged sit-ins at New York and Cali offices to protest the tech giants' work with the Israeli government. Many were arrested and 28 were fired. In addition, the Supreme Court rejected DeRay's Black Lives Matter. He's a Black Lives Matter activist, always wearing the vest. He cool. His bid to evade the police officer's lawsuit against him, which for those that don't know, as a result of him leading a demonstration, this is in 2016, a police officer in Baton Rouge was hit in the head. He suffered brain trauma. DeRay had nothing to do with that shit, but the police officer is suing him because it was his event, yada, yada, yada. The Supreme Court justice, he brought it up to the Supreme Court because basically the lower courts ruled, no, you're liable. So he was like, fuck that. No, I'm not. You want to know why I'm not? Because the constitutional First Amendment guarantees both free speech and the right to assemble. So I should not be held liable for this. I did not hit this man. I'm sorry to that man. Okay. Now, Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
It's tricky.
It is tricky. Thank you. She wrote a statement, even though they didn't take the case. She did him a solid and wrote a statement that basically laid out the foundational groundwork for him to then take this back to the lower court, get it appealed, get it thrown out.
Good.
I say all this to say, this is a liberty that I feel very attached to. Freedom of speech, even though I think some people need to shut the fuck up, but that's not right. That
definitely do.
No, absolutely.
No. You're right, and you should say it.
But it's a slippery slope. Because then it's like, well, who gets to determine who should shut the fuck up and not? It's tricky.
No. There's a couple.
Wanting somebody to shut up,
right?
Wanting them to shut up, and then telling them you literally cannot speak is two different things.
Okay, thank you. Words mean things.
That's right.
And the right to assemble. This is something that is paramount to this country. And so now I ask myself, I look at these people, these Google employees. I look at, now you're saying the Yale students are protesting. Columbia is still out there protesting. Cornell West went out there with them yesterday. There will be repercussions for this. I used to protest all the time. The one where I actually got arrested was for the Sean Bell in New York. That was horrible. And they didn't even press charges. They just let us go. Zip ties on in the back of the car or in the back of the truck. I started crying. He was like, girl, get your ass out of here. Get on my nerves. And I took my ass back down to the next part of the protest. And I didn't go home because I was like, oh, they don't want those. They not really trying to lock people up, maybe. But now they are, I think. And so I'm just at a point now where it's like, again, the collective. What are we willing to lose? I'm back. And we don't have to answer this again because we answered it, but we're right back of like, there's a price for what we really want. And are we willing to pay it? Am I willing to pay it? Am I willing to lose my job? So many people have tapped me on the shoulder, like, just so you know, such and such knows about your podcast. Just so you know, such and such, you know, they listening. My energy is the same and I'm going to have to deal with said consequence. Now, I come from a place of privilege where if I get fired, I can go back to my mama's house. She'll be happy to take me. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to do that. I'm not speaking that into existence. But for those who have the means, right? That's why it's so important for a Jewish, non-Zionist Jewish person to be on the front lines. That's why it's so important for folks. I'll never forget seeing when we were out during COVID, and we were protesting. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was shocked to see how many white folks were out
white
there.
White people. Yeah.
But I'll never forget.
My mind too, girl.
The police were getting really rowdy at one point. Mm-hmm. And they were surrounding us. And the woman, this white woman, started saying, all the black people to the middle. All the black people to the middle. And she said, all the white people surround them. They won't hit us. And they did.
And she was right.
And they still hit
no,
them.
No, they did. Yeah.
But what she was saying was, it won't be as bad for us as it will be for them. And that's the type of allyship or a part of it, because that's not it. Because then your politics have to coincide with that action, right? Then the way in which you operate has to coincide with that. I get that people were revved up and I'm inviting them to consider that as well. But again, I'm back to this. I've been racking my brain of, what are the things that I'm willing to give up? What are the ways in which I am so contradictory that I am so attached to capitalism because of fear, because of whatever, because it's real. Because then you have this other dilemma of like, but that is the world. So I cannot operate as though these consequences fuck me up to the point where I can't sustain myself and my family. Then who am I actually ever helping?
Or grow my family? Because I have now had to switch my thought process on even wanting to have another child based off of capitalism, what's going on in this world. And that's sad. That's a sad realization. But also, I think your question is very important. And I think it also ties into some of my thoughts that I've been having around exposure to all of this media of what's going on, right? That it wears on your spirit. But also, imagine being in it. And if I have to give up the luxury, like we talked about earlier, of a DoorDash, which is the bare fucking minimum for a child to not be starving in a tent, that's why I have to keep those images in the forefront. That's why I have to make sure that I do not become desensitized.
People won't give up Starbucks, child. They won't like give up Starbucks.
They won't give up McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? And
McDonald's is nasty.
Okay?
like, why isn't that hard?
Cheeseburger sitting in your stomach forever, and you won't give it up for...
There's a lot, I mean,
15,000 plus children getting killed.
Well, we have to think about
I get that. I think that everybody doing what they can with what is within their control is what's important. I just think we don't, like, we share these values, the three of us and the people we know, but collectively the United States does not share these values. And so the question of what are we willing to give up is absolutely nothing. The answer to that is nothing. And we're not the majority. Like, we're just not. So
the United States is not.
Yeah, not here.
Oh, yeah, not the United States.
No, the people who live here, yeah, right. They niggas would not even put masks on.
Hello?
While.
Hello.
In the peak of the pandemic, people was having pool parties.
Okay.
So. I don't, asking Americans to give up their comforts, I think that's going to be a hard sell. But I also think eventually you either give these things up willingly and join the resistance, or they will be snatched from you violently.
So that's a great layup. Oh, Ali Hoop, I want to play this
clip. That's what I do.
And you do it well.
Swish. Basketball wife.
Okay.
Here she goes.
I'm going to play this.
And also, it's not just one election that's happening. We're having hundreds of elections.
Yes.
The balance of Congress, the balance of the House, the balance of the Senate, and the presidency. And I have a vested interest in protecting democracy, not just here domestically, but globally. And it isn't, I truly do not believe this is as a lesser of two evils type of situation. I think about what conditions do I want to be organizing under in the next 4 years. Yep. We can look at both of these individuals oppositionally as well. depending on what issue you have. But I would rather, even in places of stark disagreement, I would rather be organizing under the conditions of Biden as an opponent on an issue than Trump, who is not... He seeks to dismantle American democracy. And I am taking that personally very seriously, because we will not be able to organize for any movement towards anything if we are facing the jailing of dissidents. I mean, this is the kind of authoritarianism that he threatens. And we have to take it seriously.
I'm gonna leave it with that.
Yeah, I think she made a point. I think she made a point with that one. Like, it is, I get it ideologically. It's a horrible choice, but I would also rather try to organize under Biden than Trump. I just also think what AOC has come probably to realize in her time in office is that you really cannot dismantle the system from the inside out. And I think sometimes some of these politicians, left-leaning politicians, think that they'll be able to join the Senate or the House or local government and change things. And like, the system will not let you destroy it. Mm-mm. It won't. Mm-mm. And so even as she's talking about organizing under Biden versus Trump, the system is not going to let you organize itself into liberation for all oppressed people. That's not going to happen. So even within, like, even understanding that, like, yes, Biden will probably not jail dissidents, you know, probably won't have people shot on the street for not agreeing with him or his policies, there's still only so far you will be able to go under the structure that is the United States government. Mm-hmm. And it's very deliberately set up that way.
Absolutely. That's why democracy is a tricky word.
Right. When she said democracy, I'm like, Trump is trying to destroy American democracy. I'm like, well, that's
already. I think he's so dangerous because he showed how little of it existed and how fragile it is. Mm-hmm. All of this. We're an hour and a half in. I think that's episode one. We didn't get to.
That was fun.
We didn't get to the other thing, but that's okay.
Okay.
I'm going with the flow.
We'll do fun things next time. Yeah.
All right. With that, I appreciate y'all. I'm very happy that...
Don't y'all be having some listeners say the politics as usual too long? They about to be upset.
They're going to be so hyped to hear y'all opinions on it. Oh, my God.
I don't think
but you got to check your privilege, though. If you get upset that the politics section is this long and the politics have mostly been about what's going on with humanity,
only
that's
a
one
couple
of privileges you need to go check.
And honestly, if you really listen, I try not to talk about what I give the background, the context, but the questions are very deeply rooted in you, not politics, mm-hmm. not your political mm-hmm. stance. So,
well, I mean, we didn't even get halfway through her 8-page document.
Shut up.
So.
Not at
we
all.
Still got another.
Maybe like a third.
Crystal thinks she's leaving. You got to stay for another 40 minutes. We have another episode that
We're
I have
not
to
done,
do.
Sister.
Look at her face.
I knew that.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. And I can't wait to
I'm
do
so
that.
So excited.
Well.
Yay. Sorry, sister.
That will be
That's
why
I was
so fun.
I was trying to make it an hour each, but we got the talking.
We did.
It's tricky.
Oh, glory.
Don't worry. Okay. The next one will be short. 40 minutes max.
I doubt it, but that's fine.
No, we can do
it. I don't have anything else to do. I was going to invite you to the game. I was going to be like,
wow. What
Antoinette,
game?
Let's go see the girl, the Knicks.
Don't fucking play with
game.
Me.
Well, it's starting in 15 minutes.
I know.
So obviously not going, but.
You were
going
to get tickets to the game?
Of course, but then y'all wanted to record Saturday instead of Friday, so I was like, never
mind. I would have freaked out. Also, Embiid is hurt and laboring. It's very tricky. I don't want to talk about it. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I think y'all have about the same shot that the Heat has, but, you know, I'd still be rooting for the Sixers.
Are you kidding me? You don't think that we are? I think if Embiid rests himself a little bit, he shouldn't have come back. We were okay with the season being over.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfair for me to compare y'all to the Heat. That's not fair. But
wait, why?
I don't think. Well, because
are you saying the Heat is
also
better?
Don't have. Now, Girl, obviously no.
Okay, thank you.
Obviously
I just wanted to make sure.
Who had to play to get to the playoffs? Who had to do the play-in? Don't do that.
Hello.
I'm just saying, I don't think neither one of you is going to make it past this first round opponent.
Yo, that fucking, it makes me want to strangle her.
Everybody's like, I love the Crystal laugh, except want, for when you get the
was trying.
Anybody on the other side of it, it's the shit don't be funny.
I was trying to say the Heat not making it past the Celtics and y'all not making it past the Knicks. But
I think we had to take
the long way to get there.
Depending on how Joel Embiid plays, First of all, we're not going to sit here and act like the Knicks is really all that. They are. Joel Embiid was hurt all fucking season. We wouldn't have been in the position that we were in had he not got hurt and old boy didn't land on his damn knee. Now, I do not like the fact that they brought him back. I understand he wanted to play. He feels like he could play. But this is the problem with Embiid. He never gives himself enough fucking time to heal from his injury. So every year in the playoffs, he's hurt.
Yeah. And that's why I don't think y'all are going to make it past the Knicks. But anything's possible. The Knicks love shit in the bed. So we'll see.
And the Knicks are hurt. The Knicks, Randall's hurt. So Julius is out. So fuck it.
Oh, but okay.
But you know, you think Brunson's that good? He's fucking Michael Jordan now? Are you kidding?
Oh, a rotten human. Wonderful basketball player.
Whoa, what did he do?
Do you know who he's talking about? What's Michael wrong with
Jordan?
Him?
Jalen.
No, I was talking about Michael Jordan.
Oh.
She said Michael Jordan.
Oh, girl. Shut up, Jade.
Anyway. Antoinette, let's do this on the next episode.
I apologize. All right, everybody.
We got derailed by hashtag sports.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think y'all making it past the Knicks. I think the Knicks have.
She said let's do it on another episode and that kept going.
I know.
And that kept going. This is what I'm talking about with her. Always talking shit.
You're right. I'm done.
All right. With that, we out. Thank you. Now I got attitude.
Wait. Don't y'all have affirmations and shit? Like, what the fuck?
You have just heard an Around the Way Curls John. Follow them on Twitter at ATWCurls and Instagram at Around the Way Curls. We out early.
Very good.